USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ghislaine Maxwell has been found guilty.
A jury handed down its verdict on Wednesday following days of deliberations in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. The jury considered the case after hearing weeks of testimony during a trial in a New York federal court. Maxwell awaits sentencing and faces a maximum sentence of 65 years behind bars. The verdict comes more than 2 years after Epstein took his own life while in jail awaiting trial on similar charges. From the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
It should be noted Epstein's death is in dispute. Both the FBI and the Department of Justice Inspector General have ongoing investigations surrounding his demise. President Biden will speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin this afternoon ahead of a series of diplomatic talks in January over Russia's military buildup on its border with Ukraine. The call was requested by Vladimir Putin. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the founder of Youngevity and veterinarian physician, and I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy, and then I figured out the cause and prevention of son of a death syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. In son of a death syndrome, crib death was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas and we ended crib death. 20 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today is one per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.